Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman this morning proposed a $796.7 million budget for next year with four priorities: replenishing the city's rainy day fund, restoring services at the city's recreation centers, intensifying efforts to restore or demolish abandoned property in Columbus, and investing in education. Coleman says the city will allocate $7.5 million for educational priorities.
We will, however, take time to identify the areas of greatest academic impact for our children and ensure that real progress towards reform is achieved. With this investment, we intend to leverage additional dollars from the private sector, from foundations, from the federal and state and local governments, and the district itself. We will keep our promise to create a lasting partnership with the private sector, the district, and the community that will work collaboratively on the best ideas for implementing real and lasting change in our schools. And we will keep our promise to appoint a director of education to serve as an ex officio member of the Columbus Board of Education and lead our city's engagement in the education of our kids.
Coleman says while the levy failure is a reality, the failure of kids in the city is not an option. Right now, he says that 33,000 kids are attending D or F rated schools. More recreation center services will be available to kids and their families under Coleman's budget proposal. He says the city will invest $355,000 for maintenance and more dollars to restore full-time service at rec centers.
I'm proud to announce that starting in April that all of our neighborhood rec centers will be open full-time. Because the truth is there were some that, while we opened most of our rec centers, some of them remained at a part-time level because of the budget. And so we're going to expend $726,000 to open all those rec centers, and those include Milo Grogan, Holton, the William H. Adams Rec Center, formerly known as Crum Park, Tuttle, Sullivan Gardens, and Douglas.
Another priority for Coleman, neighborhood blight. The mayor says the city will continue efforts to renovate abandoned properties that can be saved while demolishing the others and pushing greater accountability and penalties on lax landlords. It's Coleman's 14th budget as Columbus mayor, and he says in the two recessions that hit during his tenure, one following the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the more recent financial collapse in 2008, the city tapped its rainy day fund for $90 million. The city has been replenishing the emergency fund since 2009, and Coleman wants to add another $7.6 million. That would bring the city's rainy day fund to $64 million by the end of next year. Columbus City Council will now analyze Coleman's proposal. President Andy Ginther says he agrees with the priorities but expects some amendments.
One of the things that I've heard from my colleagues, you know, are there other initiatives and basic city services that could be enhanced and made stronger? We engage with community and neighborhood leaders all the time about things going on in their neighborhood. So some of my colleagues have been talking about, you know, approaching problems in a different way with different departments, and but I think this is a great start to the budget process. I wholeheartedly support what's been proposed, and have been talking with the mayor, the administration for months now as they've put this together and finalized it. But my guess is that there are going to be ideas and strategies that come from the public that are going to help enhance and improve this budget by the time we adopt it.
Council will hold a series of public hearings over the next several weeks before passing a budget in early February.